This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An American soldier was killed in Baghdad today, bringing the U.S. death toll for April to 115. That's the same number lost during the invasion of Iraq last year. Overnight, U.S. troops, backed by tanks and warplanes, killed more than 60 militia fighters in clashes near the Iraqi city of Najaf. The city is the holy site for Shiite Muslims, and the militiamen were supporters of the radical Shiite cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. Reports from Najaf say there were also civilian casualties. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad and joins us now. Sadr and many of his militiamen have been entrenched in Najaf for nearly 3 weeks, with U.S. troops deployed on the edge of the city. Do these latest battles indicate that Americans might be prepared to storm the city now?
No. For the most part, as you say, they remain on the outskirts, so their presence is certainly intended to be intimidating. But the Americans are nowhere near the holiest Shiite shrines in the center of Najaf. They know going in there would be a nightmare, that it would spark anti-U.S. uprisings throughout Shiites in Iraq and possibly elsewhere. But apart from his devotees, most Shiites, in fact, don't like Muqtada Sadr. Indeed, they fear him. But he's been successfully playing on growing anti-U.S. American sentiments. And in this volatile atmosphere, the establishment Shiite leaders don't want to make him a martyr of the U.S. occupation. U.S. officials know this, and they're trying to look to Iraqis to solve this for them. There are other militias they might call on, and in fact, there are some reports that some shadowy gunmen have been taking out some of Sadr's men in the last couple of days. It's unclear who they are and just who is sponsoring them.
And what of Iraq's other major flashpoint, the city of Fallujah? We're seeing reports of heavy fighting there.
This has been going on constantly, and indeed, there are reports of explosions in Fallujah tonight. But nonetheless, the U.S. is trying to extend the ceasefire, even though the insurgents have failed to turn in their heavy weapons, as civic leaders promised. The next step is to send in Marines along with altogether unreliable Iraqi security forces. The Marines are utterly skeptical about this. The problem is that Fallujah, once a Saddamist stronghold, has become a rallying point for many Iraqis who see the U.S. occupation as brutal, insensitive to Iraqis, and for the U.S. to go in now risks inciting violence elsewhere, just as in Najaf.
Taken together, what do these two confrontations mean for the U.S. plan to transfer some measure of authority to an interim Iraqi government at the end of June?
Well, as you suggest, U.S. officials have admitted there will be only limited sovereignty come June 30th, given the security mess. Frustrated U.S. officials argue there's a majority of Iraqis who support the occupation and its efforts to create a new post-Saddam Iraq. But those voices are not the ones being heard. And the longer this goes on, with no visible improvement for most people here, anti-Americanism is growing. Former Baathists who are Iraqi nationalists are joining forces with some Shiites who are also at heart Iraqi nationalists. They're joining together by their suspicion that the U.S. is here for its interests only and not for the ultimate benefit of Iraq. And its national interests and Iraqi national interests are distinctly different from America's in this region.
Anne, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.